The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Good morning, John.
And, of course, my first guest is going to be Peter Zuckerman.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Before we go to Peter, I just want to, we've been remiss in letting people know when we start the show what really Project Independence is all about. Under Supervisor Bosworth and Commissioner Galanti, Project Independence provides programs and services to help people stay at home. Call 311 to find out about the many services, which include transportation, we'll talk about that, to and from shopping, to doctor visits, minor home repairs, social work services, many, many community things, and referral services. So call 311 at any time to find out more about Project Independence. Now I'd like to go to Peter, who is the councilman from District Number 2.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Would you start off by giving us the geographical defining lines?
Absolutely. My district is sort of a big district.
It is.
My district includes Roslyn Heights, Roslyn Harbor, East Hills, East Williston, Greenvale, Glenwood Landing, Manhasset Hills, Albertson, Searingtown, and there's a little parts of New Hyde Park as well. So it's a very...
Oh, there's a touch of New Hyde Park. I thought that. Okay.
Yeah, there's a dividing line between my district and Lee Siemens' district in the area of Old Courthouse Road.
Oh, okay.
And, okay.
So it's a very big district. Yeah. I mean, if you were drawing it on a map, it almost looks like a boot.
Right.
Okay. The reason for the question, I was with somebody last night, and they had a question about New Hyde Park, and I said, I'm confused. I don't know if it's Peter or Lee, but I said, I'm going to see Peter in the morning.
Yeah, for the most part, Lee has... the majority of the area close to New Hyde Park as it relates adjacent to my district.
Right.
But there's a little sliver there, which is mine.
Okay, terrific. And you were elected 2 years ago.
I was appointed to fill the spot that was vacated by Tom Dwyer after he served this office so admirably for such a long time. And I took office in February of last year. And then I ran in a special election this past November to finish the term, which I'm doing now. And then in November, we do this one more time.
Right. Okay. Want to go over some of the different things that are going on in the town and therefore in your district.
Absolutely.
But one very specific one is Operation IU Willits.
Yes. You know, this is something that I'm very excited about. I mean, IU Willits Road... you know, everyone in this room has probably traveled on it. It's a major street with businesses and homes. And we really were working with the Albertson Civic Association president, Eddie Scott, my friend. And we worked with him, Supervisor Bosworth, and I to beautify the road. And when I talk about that, we're talking about the planting of trees in and around IU Willits Road. Now, we're talking about IU Willits Road between Roslyn Road and Willis Avenue.
Right.
So it's a decent stretch, a side stretch. Anyway, we put in trees to make it more beautiful. And really, it's really a wonderful area, and the folks in Albertson deserve to have a beautiful street, and that's what we did. And these trees are something that makes the area just so much more pretty and really... it shows the area off because it's such a beautiful area. Albertson is a terrific place. Mm-hmm. And we want everyone to be proud of it. We want everyone to really love it. And these trees really bring out the beauty in the neighborhood.
Great. I think planting of the trees is one of the most important things for many reasons, especially even just the environment. But what it does for a neighborhood when you're driving down the street and year after year it changes, and it's only going to get better.
I mean, there's many residential homes all over it. I mean, you have some mm-hmm. businesses as well.
That's fine.
And the fire department is there.
And you have Clark Gardens there, too.
Well, that's the other thing.
Because it is a very barren stretch, so I think that the planting of trees will also piggyback on the fact that you have Clark Gardens there.
That's a wonderful point. I mean, Clark Gardens is really the treasure of my district, District 2. And that's right off IU Willits Road. And so if you're not in the area of Clark gardens, there's before this, there were really not that many trees.
Right,
and
right.
So this really makes the whole street beautiful and really continues the what Clark Gardens is throughout the rest of the street.
Okay. Actually, that's, you know, Janet brought that up, Clark, which is just...
It's beautiful.
It's another... You're right. It's a treasure in your district because people, on any given day, they should make a visit.
Right.
You know, how that thing is maintained, and I know they have some special things like Spooky Walk, you know, later in the year. But just on a Saturday afternoon to go there for an hour or two.
So peaceful and beautiful.
Absolutely. We have, you know, now that the summer is here, mm-hmm. we have so many programs at the in the garden itself. We have a program in which you can essentially rent your own plot of land and you can take care of it and plant. And it's really a program that's been very successful. In the town. In addition to that, we have a stage area. We have upcoming bands and orchestras.
Folk singers.
I didn't know that.
That's right.
Yes, I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's on I think it's a weekday night, and it goes for 3 hours of folk songs.
Absolutely. And it's really a wonderful thing. I mean, there are also various kids-related children's programs. We had Eric, the reptile expert there, and this was really funny. You know, when Eric, you know, he has turtles, and he has, you know, little snakes, and he has these massive big snakes, and you know, this is radio, so I can't show you a picture, but I had a big
describe
snake.
It. That's the
I had a big
thing.
Snake around my neck.
Oh,
let's put
goodness.
It that way.
Wow.
You know, and it was you know, it's always a lot of fun. And Eric's terrific. If anyone's listening, so
terrific. Actually, just to go back for a second, somebody did tell me about it, and I forgot. You can actually get a piece of property to plant.
Yeah, that's what I was talking.
I think
about.
Somebody was on, and
you essentially get a plot of land, and you can plant. You know, if you want to plant tomatoes. Or carrots or whatever vegetable or anything you'd like to plant or flowers, and you take care of it, and it's your plot of land. And we have many people within the town taking advantage of this. We have children, we have seniors, we have just everyone doing this. And one particular plot of land I know is being done by some of the Girl Scouts in the neighboring area.
Okay.
And it's really a great idea, and it's really something that has it really shows off the garden.
As someone is listening and this interests them, what would you suggest they do?
Absolutely. If someone is interested, please call 311, and they'll take their information, and then someone from the Clark will get in touch with them.
Great.
And get. But 311 is the easiest way, and 311 will take their information and refer them to the proper person so they can get involved with the garden.
Okay. Yeah, because that is – I did hear about it. It's a tremendous idea because, you know, not everybody – you're in an apartment, first of all. You don't have a plot of land. But even if you have – some people can't take care of like a vegetable garden,
right.
but would like one. This way you go there,
right.
You know, you take a grandchild, and what a tremendous thing way to spend the summer, excuse me.
See, that's the thing, and I have to tell you, this is a wonderful idea because, you know, the garden itself is such a massive place. This really showcases a certain area
uh-huh.
where we have room for people to experience what Clark really is.
Yeah, no, it's a great place, there's no question. And I know... I know you're involved with baseball, Little League, Little League. I'm not a big sports person. I have three daughters, so I never got into that. But my partner at work, he's the baseball guy. But I know you're involved with the Little League.
Yes.
Which is tremendous. And you're also involved with the improvement of the Little League field.
Yes, absolutely. You know, part of my history is I've been a coach, a commissioner, and a board member of the Roslyn Little League for quite some time. And as a councilman now, I'm able to focus on, you know, all the areas
right,
within the town. And we've improved several fields. Recently, Camber Park, we redid the infield, and we trimmed the lips of the grass so that no one would get injured. We fixed the mounds. We fixed the areas in and around home plate. We fixed the dugout areas. We just really made it a top-notch field. Because what happens is you have many little leagues participating there. You have Albertson. You have Williston Park. You have East Williston. You have New Eye Park. You have Maryland. You have a lot of teams using those fields. And we've really made them beautiful. We've made them safer and special. And now this is a field that we can be proud of. And we're in the process of redoing several fields throughout the town.
And you know what the importance of that is? It's the tax dollars at work because kids will fall. Kids can hurt themselves. You know, I understand the home plate and all the bases, but if it's not correct, The last thing you need is some little guy breaking an ankle, and you say, we could have avoided it if we'd done things properly in the beginning of the season.
Well, see, that's the thing. What happens is, you know, it's just any field. If you use it a lot, mm-hmm. and these fields get used, you know, a tremendous amount, you know, they need to be manicured. They need to be, you know, cared for. And, you know, one of the things under Supervisor Bosworth and this administration has really tried to do is to make sure that all the fields are safe, to bring them up to current standards, and make sure that they're properly cared for. And we're really doing that. And this, I can tell you, this field is something we're proud of. And we've also done some work at Tully as well. So we're very proud of it. And then there's also fields at the beach at North Hempstead Field Beach Park.
I mean, I know the park. I didn't know it was.
There's two turf fields there that are wonderful. Those are town. Built fields. They're beautiful, right on the water, well.
I do know. They're further down. You don't go into the entrance of the beach.
It's the second.
I did see that once. Okay.
But at the beautiful fields. They're beautiful fields. Yeah.
And that's it. And exercise, you know, it's a nice way to get exercise because it's important. And it's in the town. I mean, these things, you know, years ago, the kids went to the sandlot and they hurt themselves, whatever. Here, right. You know, honestly, you have something, take care of it and respect it, which is the most important thing.
You know, I apologize. As a father of three, my kids are very active. And you know what? I would like them to play on fields and areas which are well kept and manicured, and you know, this is something that this administration is really trying to keep up with and go forward. And certainly, you know, we're going through the town, and we're really trying to make all the fields within the town beautiful.
Good.
What about you opened up a new nature walk?
Yes, in the area of North Hempstead Beach Park. This is something that's been going on for quite some time. It started in John Kamen's administration, and his administration deserves a lot of credit. And this has continued now into Supervisor Bosworth's administration. And we've opened up a nature walk. It's just in the area of North Hempstead Beach Park. And this is a wonderful nature walk. Essentially, it's a trail that you could go through the beach area all the way through. There's trees and up a hill, and it takes you all the way through to the area of North Hempstead Beach Park. Now, this is wonderful because this is an area where you can go for hiking, for jogging, or just to walk the trail to see what a beautiful area is. I mean, the goal is to expand this, to have a trail to go from Roslyn all the way down to Port Washington as we expand the shoreline. I mean, that's the idea here. And this is so wonderful. And we encourage everyone to go out there and walk and really check this out. It's something good to do over the summer.
Where is it? How do I get to it now? It's in, actually go into Bar Beach?
It's actually
Beach Park, rather?
Yes. If you go, that's where you would park.
Yeah.
And the entrance is just a little bit before Bar Beach. And there's a trail. And it's clearly marked.
Oh, it is.
With signs and everything. And it's really wonderful. On a hot summer day, it's something to take advantage of because there's a tremendous breeze from the water, and it's really beautiful.
Okay. Look forward to trying that.
Yeah, now something like that's cool.
Yes.
Again, these are the things people read about them, and you see a blurb in the paper or in Newsday, maybe on Facebook, but you have to follow up on it. And that question now, and that's a 311 question to give you the actual beginning.
Right.
If you're not listening or if you didn't understand exactly where it is, but these are things you should participate in as a member of this town.
And, you know, and 311 is such a wonderful service, and that's why if anyone has any questions about the town, whether it's in my district or it's a townwide question, they should just call 311. 311 takes all service requests. It's all logged in, and a response is given, and it's really a tremendous service to answer all questions, whether it's something, a question about a field, whether it's an issue with a pothole, whether it's an issue with a tree. 311 is really a tremendous service for all residents. And the thing for seniors, it's really a wonderful thing for seniors in particular, because if a senior has a question that they want answered immediately, 311 is the place.
Right. No, I agree. And that really has, you know, it's more and more accolades as people use it, and they didn't know. And it's very, I mean, yes, no system is perfect. Some people complain, but on balance, it's 95, 96, 97% people say it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to have in a town like this.
And we heard the other day that statistics are ever increasing, so more and more people are aware of it and signing up.
Well,
that's wonderful.
Yes, and that's the goal. You know, we continue to publicize it, and we try to make it a place where people could call and really get the answers to their questions that they deserve, and get the answers in a timely fashion. And if something needs to be done, such as a service request, then we can respond to it in a timely manner, because all the calls are logged in and they're forwarded to the right departments and so forth.
Perfect. Actually, we have to go into a break. You're listening to Project Independence on 88.1 FM, and we're here with Councilman Peter Zuckerman this morning.